This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Kyle is back from his trip and doesn't have to deal with the daily concerns of raising little ones, you know?
Yeah.
Which,
well,
you know, I think...
Little humans.
Little humans, yes.
I do have a child. Yeah. Her name is Bernie. Okay. She's a dog.
She's a dog. He's a dog dad. But that a lot of times poses a lot of questions for Kyle to come to us, you know, Melissa and I, for, you know, questions about raising parents or, you know, just perspective that he doesn't necessarily have because he doesn't have it in a day-to-day situation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we open up the floor to Kyle to for some non-parent diary mayhem.
Do we have it?
Do we have it?
Do we?
Well, we do. Because I got a question for all you parents out there. 312-946-4995. You can call, you can text. Do you take your kids on vacation?
Huh?
Ooh.
The reason I ask, it might sound weird, but I just came back from the ski trip, right?
Sure.
Went with my friends who, a few of them have little ones. They don't bring their kids yet, and the rule has always been with our ski trip, you can't bring the kids until they're old enough to ski, because then parents have to stay back.
Oh, they can't go out. That makes sense.
But for a ski trip, yeah.
The more I thought about it, the more I was noticing on the mountain, you would see the ski schools of just kids, so parents dropping them off. So I'm like, okay, there's that. And then I have other friends, my friends Joe and Becca. They're on a vacation right now in Florida, but they brought their little one. But they're still able to accommodate a little bit. But I'm always like wondering, like, do you actually bring your kids on vacation or do you need that little bit of break? Because when you're on vacation, I would imagine you want to try to soak up as much of the downtime as possible so you don't have to worry about maybe the stress of having a kid or like planning a vacation around a kid as opposed to, you know, taking that time for yourself. So I'm curious, do you bring your kids on vacation?
Yeah, because how much of a vacation could it be if you,
I think there's,
you know,
a line.
You've got the kids? Yeah.
There's a line.
Okay.
Of not only place, but age.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. Well, when we come back, Mel and I are going to give our answer. But if you would like to weigh in, 312-946-4995. Mm-hmm. Do you bring your kids on vacation? Madison in Carpentersville.
What do you think, Madison? Is there a line or an age where you take children on vacation?
So I have a four-year-old. There are certain vacations that I would take him on that I wouldn't. Like, we go to the Dells all the time, so that's definitely like kid-friendly places I could definitely see.
Yeah.
But if you're going on like a excursion type of vacation and you need to bring a child, no, you can stay home.
Yeah. So have there been
stay
any?
Stay home, kid.
Have there been any vacations that you've left your 4-year-old or whatever age they were at the time, like at home?
There's definitely vacations that I have been offered to leave him home for, but I like to include him in almost everything that I do.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, Madison,
listen,
thank you so much for calling and weighing in. We appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Darren in Crown Point.
We're wondering, do you take kids on vacation? Is there a line that's crossed?
we always took our kids on vacation with us. When our kids were younger, we didn't have a ton of money, so vacations were, you know, maybe once a year, once every other year.
Yeah.
Sure.
We just always took them with us, and, you know, we took them, whether it was a weekend skiing, you know, we put them with an instructor, and then we did our thing, and then we got back together with them. We just always made it work.
And, made it work.
And what age did you do the slopes with them?
You know what? I think my son was 5.
Oh, 6. Wow. Okay.
If you had kids that were 1, would you, or even 2, maybe just 1 though, would you take any vacation if you had the money?
You know, we never did go when they were that age. I suppose if we were to go when they were 1 or 2, we would have probably left them with my parents or her parents.
Okay. All right. Awesome. I'm thinking that too.
Yeah. Well, Darren, listen, thank you for calling and weighing in, man. We appreciate your perspective.
Thanks, Darren.
Well, I appreciate you guys, and I love listening to you guys.
Oh, well, thank you. Call in anytime, okay?
All right. I sure will. Have a great day.
All right. So, Kyle, has any of this helped at all?
Well, I'm curious to hear your guys' point, but I will say the text line has helped because we've gotten some people saying they're not vacations with kids, they're trips. We had an 847 texter say both. You take a trip with your kids because it's a must for memories, but then you book a kids free trip for your sanity.
Yes.
So
yes.
Appreciate that.
I love that one.
And then from a 630, yes, we bring our 3 kids on vacation because it's good for them to experience the world and see different places. And it's the one time that we don't have to worry about work or bills and just enjoy ourselves and actually spend quality time with our kids doing activities. So that's very nice to hear. But Melissa, what do you think on this?
I mean, I think that there's an age, though. We kind of touched on this a little bit where you don't take kids because they're just too small. Mm-hmm. And I think once they hit 2 or somewhere within the 2-year range, mm-hmm. then you can go somewhere. But still, you're limited because I would never want to take a kid to a water park.
Yeah,
too.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Like, that's high maintenance.
Right.
Not
mm-hmm.
that people don't do it, but that wouldn't be for me. But maybe Walt Disney World, and that's about it. But then they're not even going to remember that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Austin, you're kind of in the middle of that with a 3 and a 1-year-old. So what are your thoughts?
Well, it's actually funny you bring this up this week because Mare and I just started talking about next winter and like if we want to get away, and we were talking about going somewhere, you know, warm, like Mexico or something, which we did a couple of years ago, but we did it just us. Now Mare's like, we got to bring the kids. And I'm like, that's not a vacation. So I do mm-mm. love the texture that said you need one with the family, but you also need one just you and your wife to have that kind of.
It'll be a lot of work if you take Blair.
Right?
Because she's still going to be super tiny.
She'll be 2 at that point.
Not that it's not fun and sweet, but
yeah.
it's a lot of work.
It's a lot. It's a lot. So hope this helps.
It does. I mean, I just now know I'm never bringing a kid on vacation because it sounds stressful.
Are you guys truly ready?
Truly, yes. Truly ready.
Yes, we are.
All right, then let's play some One's Gotta Go. One's Gotta Go, of course, powered by our friends at Arnold Electrical Services. Zzzt. This is the time where I ask you to get your text messages in to our text line, 312-946-4995. Send us a couple of options that you think are difficult to pick between, and we're going to pick between them. And joining us today is this is our dear friend Jackie in St. Charles.
What?
It is.
Oh, what a doll. What an absolute doll. Jackie, you ready to play Someone's Gotta Go?
Oh, I was born ready.
She was born.
I love that.
I was born ready.
I'm telling you, you're the best, Jackie.
All right, Jackie, we're starting off with an 847 yeah. texter here. One's Gotta Go, a relaxing beach vacation or an experience and adventure filled vacation. Which one's Gotta Go?
Ooh, that's so hard.
That is so hard.
Right now at my age, I'm going to say the beach vacation has to go because, honey, I want adventure. I need some stimulation.
Okay. Some stimulation. Okay, I don't like that word.
Yeah. Stimulation is up there with moist for me.
Yeah.
Don't love it.
Don't want to stimulate anything. No, I'm the exact opposite. I got to go with the beach because I will. When my radio career ends, I am going off the grid, transporting to a beach somewhere, and I'm going to be one of those guys that works at a resort that puts out the beach chairs every day.
Yeah.
Those guys that's the best job in America, in my opinion.
Oh, not bad, right?
Yeah.
I think I also need some stimulation.
Oh,
so
stop saying
going,
that word.
Sorry. The relaxation's got to go.
All right.
Stimulation. Okay. Well, from a 914.
We'll go together, Mel.
All right.
From a 914 texter here, one's got to go. A 50% chance of a random person punching you in the stomach every day. Or
what?
a 100% chance of stubbing your pinky toe every day.
Oh my gosh.
Which one's got to go, Jackie?
How hard is the
Who texted that in?
A 914 texter.
Goodness.
Thanks.
Hilarious.
That is messed up. Whoever thinks that. I'm sorry, punched in the stomach. Punched in the stomach's gotta go. I'll stub a toe any day.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay.
Don't punch me in the stomach.
I don't like the absolute 100% chance of stubbing the toe. Oh. I like the 50%. Play my odds. And you don't know how hard the punch will be. Maybe it's a weak punch. You know, like if Melissa's punching me in the stomach,
and if it's,
I'll take it.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
What happens if it's a really hard punch?
If well, then it's a 50% chance. I'll take that. So stubbing toe, get out of here.
No. I'm stubbing my toe.
Okay.
The stomach punch is going.
All right. This is an interesting one for you, Jackie. One's got to go. Punching Austin in the stomach or punching Melissa in the stomach?
I'm just so glad it didn't have to do with stimulation.
Yeah, one's got to go. You got to choose. I'm sorry.
I would never, ever punch Melissa anywhere.
Wait, what?
Like 100% chance you would punch me.
Yeah.
Why are we even punching? Let's just stimulate each other.
Ew, Papa.
Austin.
Melissa.
We got an email from Sam in Geneva who is maybe feeling a little not great about herself, but only because her sister is so successful.
Oh, no. Uh-oh.
Sam, what's happening?
Okay, so my sister has always been, you know, super smart. Not that I'm not smart. Like, I've done decent in school, but she's, like, always 4.0, perfect grades. And now she's on track to become a doctor.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah. She's already, like, well on her way. She's doing a residency at Northwestern. Going to be a dermatologist.
Oh,
and,
wow.
You know, like, crushing it. Like, it's just overwhelming because I'm still in school and I switched my major like twice now and I'm like not sure I even like my current major. And my parents haven't said anything, but I just feel like the comparison between us.
So they don't say it, but you feel like that's a little bit of a vibe you get?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, like I'm not living up to her, like I'm not even like close to her.
You should never compare yourself. I did the same thing. My sister, not officially valedictorian, but very darn close to it. And what did I get in school? B's and C's.
Yeah. In fact, they shut down Melissa's college after she went there. And I think the two incidents are connected.
You think so? Probably. It wouldn't actually surprise me at all. And my sister kept getting all these scholarships. I got one $3,000 scholarship. My sister got almost a full ride.
Which sister?
Felicia.
And she now works for the government, right?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, very good, important job.
Yeah, she does. Sure. And then here I am in radio.
Working with an idiot.
That makes two idiots, okay?
Okay.
Not to make this about Austin, not to make this about me, but I did the comparison thing.
Yeah.
I felt like crap for a really long time. And I think life just has a way of working itself out where even if it's not happening for you right now, you find your path and you find what you're good at and you do find success. And it doesn't matter what job it is. You can start working at a McDonald's. And if you end up working your way up the ladder and becoming a manager, that's a big deal.
I have a friend who literally started in the cow costume at Chick-fil-A. And now he owns two Chick-fil-A's.
There you go.
Like he is doing very well for himself. Like right now, it may seem daunting and like you're never going to be able to overcome this comparison game, but keep at it. And I assure you, time like heals all wounds, including this one. Look, I work with Melissa, so I'm still looking for my happiness. No, I'm kidding. No, I found my happiness and I feel like I don't have a care in the world for anything else.
Okay, well, that's good. Thank you.
Just remember, 99% of people that are in college are in the exact same position
as
you.
Yes, you're not alone. Everyone goes through this.
You're on the side of most people.
Yeah.
You know, when these people know, like, in high school what they're doing, I'm always like, how in the world have you figured that out?
Right.
So. Yeah.
Well, Sam, thank you for calling us for Dear Melissa and Austin. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And if you need any advice, hey, we're open to it. Are you? You can email me, Melissa at US99.com or Austin at US99.com.
What gossip did you overhear? 312-946-4995. I love these. The overheards, you know, whether it be in Chicago or wherever, or maybe on the the ski slopes.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Kyle, yes. You came back with some juicy gossip of people you've never even heard.
Well, we were on a chairlift with a couple of younger women who were in high school. And as opposed to discussing where we were going to be skiing next or anything, I just paid attention to these two girls.
You got sucked in.
Because I learned a lot of things. I didn't learn their names, but what I learned is that one of them is quitting ski club.
What?
Her dad will not be buying her any more gear because he does not want to commit to it. Her friend, though, not sure about quitting ski club, but that's not where the juicy stuff was, guys.
Makes sense for that dad, though, by the way.
Yeah, it does. Very responsible there. But I was finding out that the girl quitting ski club, by the way, she is in a relationship with a guy named Tyler.
What? She's dating Tyler?
But hear me out. She hasn't told anybody that they're in a relationship yet. Everybody knows. How does everybody know that Tyler and her are dating? They haven't been showing PDA, according to her. And also her friend, she's in a little bit of a question with about guy code because there was a guy named Bill who likes her, but Bill set her up with his friend. And so now there's a whole love triangle going on.
I think Bill's trying to,
guys, I couldn't even focus on the slopes after that. I'm focused on Bill. I'm focused on Tyler. Focused on these two random girls. It was juicy gossip.
No, I get it.
Tyler, those guys.
I still can't believe they haven't DTR'd the ship with Kyle.
I don't know.
Right?
Who knows?
Or Tyler. Sorry, I got confused. Yeah.
You're sounding like my mom with my nephew, who's also named Tyler. I get called his name more than my own. Thanks, Austin.
I love that. I am all here for overheard gossip or juicy things that have been overheard because it happens all the time.
It happens all the time. And I'll tell the story later, but I overheard gossip when I had a group of three boys in the back of my car.
Oh, yeah. Middle school age?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
Then Mel's going to share that next. But what did you overhear? Whether it be on the Metro, whether it be on the CTA downtown, at a restaurant, wherever. What did you overhear? 312-946-4995. Let's get in here and let's get down with some gossip.
Yeah, it's even better. You don't even know them, but now you're thinking about it.
I know. I really wonder what's going to happen with that girl. I'm like hooked. And will she quit ski club?
I don't know.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ann in Naperville.
Did you overhear gossip?
I've got good gossip. I was on a train in D.C., and a woman was talking to her friend about how she found out her boyfriend was cheating on her.
Uh-oh.
And there was a lot of colorful language. But what really made her mad was that he gave this woman her Popeye's gift card.
Popeye's?
No. That's important. That's a big deal.
She was so angry. So she was off going on and on about the lying and the cheating and lots of colorful language. But then she was like, and he gave her my Popeye's gift card.
That is grounds for breakup in any relationship.
Oh, my God.
You do not give away your Popeye's gift card.
And there was only like 4 of us in this train car, and I was trying so hard to keep it together. And it's like, you know how the seats, they didn't like stack. They were kind of like where you stared at each other.
Oh,
like,
no. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't know how you didn't start cracking up.
Yeah. How do you keep a straight
face? My teenage daughter was with me, and we were like had our heads in our shirts.
Did it make you want to get off the train at her stop and follow her to keep this saga alive? Like, because I would get so invested in this.
She actually was at the last stop. It was a long saga. There was lots of things. There were a lot of things that probably my daughter should never hear either.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, sure. Right. Sure. A lot of expletives, I imagine.
But the Popeye's gift card is unforgettable.
Don't mess with a woman's chicken gift card.
Right. Yeah.
For sure. All right. Thanks, guys. Love you.
Jen and McHenry.
What a gossip did you overhear?
So my boyfriend calls me one day after his flight, and he goes, you're never going to believe this. I saw these people sitting next to me, and they were in a relationship together, and they were on a getaway trip. They are coworkers, and they are both married. So once they were coming off the plane, they were going to be meeting with their husbands and wives and going back to reality after their trip.
Wait, how did he pick all this up?
Yeah, I don't know. He was sitting like right behind them in the airplane, and he was like seeing them like kiss each other and hold their hands and stuff. And they both kind of said, like, my husband's not going to be happy. You know, we were gone an extra day, and, you know, she said something else too. And I was like, that is like best gossip I've ever heard.
That is, yeah. Where was he coming back from?
I believe he was coming back from Louisiana.
Then maybe with Mardi Gras or something, which is coming up, by the way.
Oh, Mardi Gras, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, it very well could have been. It could have been like a getaway, like maybe a work trip that they were on together, they were coworkers and having the affair. I'm not sure, but
that is so wild.
It was interesting.
And the fact that they were meeting their families like at the airport, like when they returned, like that just like going right back into reality.
Do you know how I would be so sick to my stomach? Like, I wouldn't know how to act.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how people do that.
I don't either.
Crazy. Well, that's some juicy gossip,
Jen,
girl.
Jen, well done. You understood the assignment.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Well, have a great day.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Now, Melissa, you got to tell me the story of Porter in the backseat.
So I had 3 boys in the back of my car, and they started talking about which girls in their grade, like who the hot girls were.
Ooh, that's about the age guys start to become more comfortable talking about that.
Turns out one of the hot girls, they don't think is hot as much anymore because she's been dating all the boys in the school. She just runs through them.
You lose your hotness after that.
Yeah. And then they're like, she's just making her way through all the boys in 7th grade.
That is great overheard gossip. Mm-hmm. No, you need to drive carpool more often.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Keep the radio down. You hear a lot.
Yeah. Well, don't keep your radio down. Keep it tuned to Melissa and Austin. Melissa has a new obsession, and it's Facebook Marketplace.
I love it.
Melissa.
Yeah.
You've got a list of items that you have sold with price points, and Kyle and I are going to determine whether it was higher or lower.
That's absolutely correct. And then you let me know, like, if they were overcharged or undercharged.
All right. Kyle, you ready to do this?
I have no idea what the pricing is for a lot of things, so I'm very excited.
Hey, we got this. We got this. All right. Let's play.
First thing that I put up a marketplace is a set of 4 steak knives from Chicago Cut, because I got them for free.
Oh, shout out Chicago Cut.
As a gift.
Ooh, love Chicago Cut.
And there was just a little spot of rust.
Okay, so you had used them before.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so they're not brand new, which I feel like it's going to drive the value a little bit lower.
But the name brand of Chicago Cut, I mean, if they're coming from Chicago Cut, you know they're some of the best steak knives around.
The price is $15.
Oh, you got to go higher.
I go higher, even with a little bit of rust.
Yeah, especially knowing Mel. Yeah. Okay. She's charging higher for steak knives. We say higher.
You're wrong.
What? How much did you sell them for, Mel?
$13.
That's a steal.
You could have gotten so much more.
You could have gotten
so much more.
Made out of steel.
Nice. Nice.
That works as well.
That was a steal because they're made of steel.
That you should have put that in the description and just spelled it. This is a steal. STEEL. Would have been a hit.
All right, Mel, what's next?
A pair of too small for me leggings, new with tags on in black.
Now, is too small for me the name brand of the leggings?
Just a generic.
Okay, they were too small for you personally.
They're not like Lululemons or anything.
So you're saying that name brand still available. We can take it right now. That's trademark. Too small for me brand. Watch
out
for that.
I think we have a business opportunity after this, Kyle.
You got it.
Okay, so what was the price?
$5.
Leggings can be expensive.
Yeah.
I think I don't know.
That's a great answer.
I don't know.
I'm just going to go higher. At some point, she's got to give us a higher.
Yeah, she has to make up for those steak knives.
Yeah, she's got to make that money back.
You are correct.
All right.
All right. Nice. Good job, guys.
If there's one thing Kyle and I know, it's leggings.
No, especially too small for me. Trademark leggings.
I sold them for $7.
Wow. $7.
Still a good deal.
All right. And the last one is a set of battery operated pillar candles, off white with remote in 5-inch, 4-inch, and 3-inch.
So these are like fake candles that you can turn on.
Yes. They're battery operated.
Okay.
Okay. And if you don't mind me asking, are they long candles or are they like fat candles?
Good question. Yeah. Are these votives we're talking about?
So these are pillar candles. Pillar candles are usually like about 3-ish inches round. One is 5-inch, the other one is 4, and the other one's 3.
Okay, we don't need to get into the length of the inches. Yeah, that doesn't matter to most women.
Yeah, some people say length does not matter.
Yeah, it doesn't.
It more is the motion of the candles.
All right, what's the price we're going at?
All right, $18. Oh, higher or lower?
And there were 3?
3, a set of 3.
That's $6 a candle. I'm going to say lower.
I go lower just because I think Mel is cutting people too big of deals, and I think she would do the same here with candles.
For sure. Batteries included, Mel?
Okay. Batteries not included.
Definitely, I'm going lower. Yeah, everybody knows batteries. You drive
if the batteries
up.
Are included, we're looking at like a good $19.
Oh, easily. $19.99 plus tax.
Yeah, but I'm going to say lower. Mm-hmm. Lower. We agree. Lower. Lower.
Wow, you guys are right. I sold it for $12.
Wow, my gosh. Another steal.
My gosh, I'm telling you, if you guys want to get a good savings with some great random things around the house that you probably don't need, Mel's Facebook Marketplace is where it's at.
Go befriend find
Mel.
Me, baby.
Yeah, befriend Mel on Facebook.
Go find me.
I'll tell you what.
I'm selling a leaves metal artwork, so go check it out.
Although, Kyle, we need to keep our eyes on our things around the office because they may end up on Mel's Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, real quick question. Have you guys seen my pillar candles? They came in 5, 4, and 3 inches. Haven't seen them for a little bit.
Melissa,
Austin.
We've got a streak to uphold.
Yes, and our streak is every day someone's been calling with their great news about going to Las Vegas.
Yeah, it's not the great at 8 anymore. It's the great at Vegas. So let's get to it.
All right, we're still going to kind of call it the great at 8. It's time for the great at 8, which is brought to us by Affinity Whole Health. Lose weight like me and feel great. Visit feelgreatillinois.com.
I mean, it does still take place at 8 o'clock. Yeah, so.
True. And it's a great day.
Trash Man Tim in Oak Lawn.
What's your great news?
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Stop it. Oh, my God. How is this possible? I don't understand. We are literally funding Vegas from the this area.
We are doing more for the Tourism Board of Vegas than they ever have.
They should start paying all of us.
Or sending us there for a weekend stay. Who knows?
Oh my God.
June 4th, Kenny Chesney Sandbar.
You're going?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. At the Sphere?
At the Sphere. My first time. My wife and I need a little getaway from those little kids.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet.
I hear you. You know, Melissa and I need a little getaway from our kid, Kyle. So, any chance you got a couple extra tickets?
I got a suitcase you can fit inside.
Okay.
Oh, all right. I can do that.
Look, I'm flexible.
Yeah,
not literally.
Put me on wheels.
Yeah.
So, when are you going?
June 4th, Wednesday show.
That's incredible.
Not that far away.
A Wednesday in Vegas.
Where are you guys going to stay?
The Flamingo. But the Flamingo's pool is under construction right now, so we're hoping it's supposed to be open for pool season, so we're crossing our fingers on that one.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they'll get it done.
Yeah, they'll pay overtime to get that thing done for the summer in Vegas,
gosh.
For sure.
How many days is this trip?
Wednesday, come home Friday. That's all you need. Two nights.
Yeah. You don't want to do too much Vegas. Too much of a good thing can be a bad thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially because we're going on vacation tomorrow to sunshiny Florida.
Oh, my goodness. Where are you going in Florida?
We're going to make a stop in Sarasota and then drive down to Orlando for a couple days.
Okay.
Right. Tim, we're giving away a trip to Naples with the Melissa and Austin Fantastic Florida Flyaway.
Yeah, that could be your third trip in a 3-month span. So make sure you enter that.
I'm trying every day.
All right.
Good. Smart man.
All right. Well, listen, Trash Man Tim, we appreciate you calling and thank you for keeping the streak alive.
All right. I'll bring back some sunshine for you.
Please.
You better.
Please.
All right. Have fun. Take care.
Bye now.
Bye.
You know, Melissa, earlier this morning, we were talking about how many things you're selling on Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, I'm going nuts right now.
Yeah. And we played the whole game and everything. Well, we got a text during that game from the 224 asking, Melissa, how do you sell things on Facebook Marketplace? Every time I try to do so, I feel like I get scammed.
Oh, they've
have you ever
scammed?
Gotten scammed on Facebook Marketplace?
Well, I can think of two things. One is it was a while ago, maybe about a year or two ago, somebody said that they bought a car. A friend of mine, actually, is my neighbor, mm-hmm. said that they had bought a used car, and it turned out that car, they found out later, had been into an accident. That they didn't.
Oh, it was like a lemon or something.
It wasn't a lemon. Like, they didn't disclose the accident.
Oh, geez.
So they had the car fixed, but ended up having problems later.
Show me
later.
The Carfax, am I right?
Exactly. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Look up that VIN number.
Oh, my goodness.
But I have my own story because I think I was literally just scammed this weekend.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. All right.
And well, I think it, I know it happens. It just happened to me.
Yeah. I think it happens more frequently than we realize. 312-946-4995. Have you ever been scammed on Facebook Marketplace or, you know, like a Craigslist, any of those like, you know, buy, sell, trade things?
You know, and you find out later, you're like, I paid this, but why did I pay that much? Like, I just way overpaid for this.
312-946-4995. Have you ever been scammed? Share your story. And Melissa's going to share her story.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so mad.
Coming up next on Melissa and Austin. Luke in Rockford.
Did you also get scammed on Facebook Marketplace?
I got scammed online.
What happened?
I went to go buy one of those automatic litter boxes. They had it down to $50.
Oh, nice.
Oh, no,
that's
Luke.
Good. That's a good
Luke.
Price if you can get it for that low.
And?
Yeah, I never received it.
Oh, no.
What?
They said, oh, we sent it out to New York. We're going to send it to you. They gave me updates, and then they just stopped talking to me.
Oh, my gosh. What the heck?
And now you're still hand scooping your own cat poop out, right?
Yeah. Well, there was a time that someone was trying to scam me on Marketplace for a puppy.
Oh,
for an
really?
Actual dog?
Yeah. They go, oh, we got these puppies. We're rehoming.
Oh.
And then they go, yeah, $250, and we got to fly it up from Florida.
So is that when you knew it was a scam?
Yeah.
Well, you caught that one ahead of time?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, that's good. Well, sorry you got scammed on your $50, Luke.
Luke, listen, thank you for the call, man. We appreciate it.
Thanks, bud.
Yep, bye.
Dave and McHenry.
Did you get scammed on Marketplace?
I was buying some parts for my antique tractor,
and
it was on a website. It was on a website that was supposed to be secured, and after I bought it, they got the money. They took their name off.
Oh, no way. They just removed the whole thing?
Yep.
Oh, no, they were like, remove the post.
So, and you never got the parts?
Nope, never got the part.
Oh, because
there was no parts. It was like a fake...
Oh, jeez.
A fake site or
what
fake
a random
ad.
Item to try and scam people
They'll
with.
They'll come up with anything right now. How much was it?
$245.
Oh
my
man,
goodness.
That's so rude. Oh, those yeah. people, there's a special place for them, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yep. Facebook. H-E-L-L.
Well, that stinks. Right. I'm sorry to hear that.
That's all right.
Scammers everywhere.
How's the antique tractor going?
Good. I got three of them.
That's cool.
Well, very nice.
I like that. Well, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it.
You betcha. I listen to you guys every day.
Well, thank you, Dave. We appreciate it, man. You be well, okay?
All right. You guys have a good one.
All right, Melissa.
So I went to go buy these three mirrors. This guy was selling them. He's like, I paid $2,000. They're big mirrors. They're like wall mirrors. And I said, okay, there's pictures of them. I was like, I'm going to come pick them up. I didn't pay for them until I actually got them. But I was also in a hurry. And so I did pick up the mirrors and I put them in my car because he was only selling them for $400. Now, there's three giant mirrors.
Sure.
So, you know, and when I got home and I like really looked at them, they were glued. The mirrors were glued like with hot glue.
Seriously.
In the back that was like peeling off everywhere.
Goodness.
They were all scratched up. They were like a mess. And he had told me that he had just gotten them 6 months ago.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Just six months ago, and he's moving, and they don't match his decor. And I took them out, and I'm like, these are trashed. Totally trashed. My fault. Yes, I should have looked them over a little
bit
better.
It really made you reflect in your decision, didn't
yes,
it?
Yes, so shame on me, you know. But those things, piece of crap.
Yeah, could you see yourself doing it again?
Austin.
What?
The mirror joke.
What? Look, I'm just trying to lighten the mood.
Don't you feel bad for me?
Yeah.
I got scammed.
No, you got
hung
up to dry.
Huh?
What?
What? Stop.
Guess what?
What?
It's 8:35-ish, which means it's time for the 5 at 8:35. You really have to emphasize the ish part of 5 at 8:35.
It tends to be ish.
Yeah.
Yes.
And 5 at 8:35 is brought to you by our friends at Packy Web 4 and the Packy Low Price Pledge.
Mm-hmm.
Joining us today is Casey in Wonder Lake and Brenda in Oswego. Casey, why don't you say hello to Brenda?
Hi, Brenda. Hi, Casey.
All right, guys. You are up for these tickets to see Ernest, which, by the way, is a sold-out low-do show at Joe's on Weed, so this is your only way to get in. With the 5 at 8:35, we've got five country questions. The rule to the game is that your name is your buzzer. Are you both feeling ready to play?
Yes, yes.
With all of that said, let's play. Question number one. Up Down is a song by Florida Georgia Line and what artist who rocked Wrigley Field a couple of summers ago? 3 seconds.
Brenda. Luke Bryan.
Is it Luke Bryan? No, he did rock Wrigley Field last summer. Casey, you got a guess? 3 seconds.
I don't know.
Shoot.
We're looking for Morgan Wallen. Morgan Wallen and Florida Georgia Line sing Up Down, Up Down.
Did you hear that song
okay.
from Austin?
All right, Mel.
Sure
just
sounds...
get to question number two.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, question number two. What is Jelly Roll's real first name?
Oh, gosh.
3 seconds.
Oh, no. Well, it was Jason. His name's Jason.
Nah. And all this time, I thought it was Jelly.
Who knew?
All right. Question three, still anyone's game, 0-0. Waylon Jennings famously sings the theme song for what TV show about just a good old boys, never meaning no harm? 3 seconds.
Casey. Dukes of Hazzard.
Is it Dukes of Hazzard? There we go.
Oh,
there we go. Someone's on the board. And it is Casey. 1-0. Heading into question four.
Who sings the song One Number Away?
Brenda. Luke Combs.
Is it Luke Combs?
All right.
Oh, my goodness. Brenda was one number away. Now we're tied.
I know. You saved yourself.
Okay. All tied. Going to this fifth and final question. The person who gets this correct is going to our Lodo show Saturday night, the sold-out Lodo show with Ernest. Here we go. Question five.
If country music artist Walker Hayes was wanting to be fancy, Which chain restaurant would he probably eat at?
Casey.
Applebee's.
Is it Applebee's? Casey, we'll see you Saturday night.
Oh, congratulations.
Come on. Congratulations. Yes. You've got your way into this sold-out show at Joe's on Weed with Ernest. Who are you going to take with you?
My husband, Chris.
All right.
So make sure you come up and say hi. Yep, been sold out for a while, so this was your only way in.
Oh, I've been trying for days.
Good.
Well, congratulations. Hey, and Brenda?
Yes?
We got a couple more chances to win these tickets later this week, so keep trying us, okay?
Okay, definitely.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.